previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Two major questions loom as we start this week. What tariffs are coming our way from the US? And is South Africa about to come off the money laundering grey list? Starting with tariffs, US President Donald Trump says he has signed about 12 letters informing various US trading partners about the tariffs his administration will impose. You'll recall he announced a sweeping set of tariffs about 3 months ago and then suspended them for 90 days pending negotiations. Well, as was said at the time, trade deals are notoriously complex and time-consuming. Very few really believed 90 days would be enough time. Many of the targets have asked for more time. Only two deals have actually been done with the UK and Vietnam. It seems Trump has lost patience, and the letters he's going to send out say simply, take it or leave it. He's refusing to say which countries will receive a letter, so we don't know if we're going to be one of them. What does seem to have emerged over the weekend is that the tariffs, whatever they might be, will now come into effect only on August the 1st. There's more optimism about the grey list. This is the list maintained by the Paris-based Financial Action Task Force, which tracks whether countries are preventing money laundering. We've been on the list since 2023, but Reserve Bank Governor Setcha Chaniacho says we're on the brink of being removed. Interviewed by London's Financial Times, Chaniacho said there had been a sense of urgency, and the Reserve Bank had thrown resources at it, including bringing in international experts to assist. The FATF agrees, reporting last month that we had substantially completed the action plan. All that remains, according to Chaniacho, is an on-site assessment by the FATF to check that the necessary political commitment remains in place. Being on the grey list has increased the cost of cross-border deals and deterred would-be investors. Turning to the markets, we went into the weekend with the JSE All Share and Top 40 both up 0.25%. London's FTSE ended flat. No US markets closed on Friday for the 4th of July holiday. Tokyo this morning, also Hong Kong, both down 0.5%, Sydney down 0.3%. The US dollar unchanged at 1.18 to the euro. The rand slightly easier, 17.70 to the dollar, 20.82 to the euro, 24.11 to sterling. Gold at 3,313, platinum 1,369, Bitcoin just over 109,500, and Brent crude oil just under $68 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.